Moncrief on News Talk.
Writing in today's Irish Independent, Ryan Coogan has been talking about behaviour on the London Tube, from people refusing to get out of the way to eating smelly food close up, with the headline, "I've lived in London for 6 months, I can't believe what they do on the Tube." But what's it like here in Ireland? That is the question. How do we compare? Henry McKean joins us. Henry, good afternoon.
Tom, there goes my throat. I think it's from spending so much time on public transport.
You're losing your voice.
It's back.
You know, on radio, that'd be a really bad thing.
I think it's coming back. But like that, I mean, I've travelled on the Tube in London. I've travelled across the world on public transport. I remember being in Japan on the metro, and I had a tear in my T-shirt, and my nipple was poking out ever so slightly.
I
was on my way, I was leaving Japan, and there was a lady just sitting across from me, and she started winking at me. But
really?
Then again, it was probably my own fault for having that tear in my T-shirt.
It does sound very provocative. Were you on the bullet train? Did I hear you were on the bullet train?
I went on the bullet train too. I loved that. My nipples were not showing on that.
Thank God.
I managed to sneak into first class, but I was politely asked to leave because I didn't have a first class ticket. Brilliant crack. So fast. So clean. But yeah, we're looking for stories here in Ireland on unusual behaviour on public transport.
Unusual behaviour. Really.
Unusual behaviour.
I know we do have moments when, you know,
when things
get social stuff.
But yes.
We don't want to focus on that. There's times when you see genuinely entertaining things.
No, you do. You see it all.
Yes.
Everything from buskers onwards. And so I went to Connolly Station today. It's still raining in Dublin at the moment. One of the busiest train stations in the country, right beside the Lewis there and Busoris. And I met Barry Kenny and I asked him, how long has he been with Irish Rail?
Past 30 years this summer, Henry. So, milestone.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
30 years with Irish Rail.
Yes.
So you have seen it all. You know where those skeletons are. You've seen, I'm sure, goats on board trains and you name it. What have you seen?
Well, actually, in terms of animals, there was a famous story that supposedly a tiger had gotten loose on the line in Booterstown, but I think it was a circus that happened to...
A tiger?
A circus that happened to pitch up beside it, and they kept their tigers right beside the line. Look, most times things are fairly normal and straightforward. It's interesting as technology and as trends change. Obviously, we have the issue now with people having phone calls loud, video calls loud, listening to music or watching videos on loud. And I think that's something that, you know, we very much ask customers not to do. That, you know, you're in a confined space.
And why do you think people think it's okay to watch Instagram live, just to watch videos one after the other and not think, hang on, this might be antisocial? Do people just forget?
I think they do. I think the fact that some things are quite short, you know what I mean? Like a TikTok video can be quite short. You're thinking, oh, well, I'm only putting on something for, you know, 10 seconds. But then when you go to the next one, it's another 10 seconds and the next one. You also have people that aren't that familiar with the technology. You often see a lot of older people, for example, because I think people tend to assign that behavior to younger people. But you do see older people who will take the WhatsApp video call from a family member, but they're not walking around with a pair of headphones in the way that maybe other customers might be as well. So, you know, it's important not to stereotype who's involved in that or whatever. But, you know, we have some quiet carriages on the Dublin-Cork route. We're looking to bring them into Dublin-Belfast as well. But we think for all carriages, it is just something, you know, have the headphones to hand. Just remember that you are sharing a space with a lot of people who may not want to hear what you're listening to.
I remember in the 90s when everyone started to get mobile phones, and I remember taking the Dart home after school one day, and there'd be businessmen, normally businessmen, who just before they would arrive at their stop, they'd go, hello, it's me, can you get dinner on? I'll be home in a minute.
Yes.
And it used to drive me crazy, and it would always be a businessman ringing his wife, making sure dinner was ready, which I know, looking back on it, was perhaps a little bit sexist. Nowadays, it's a different type of, I suppose, antisocial behaviour. Like cheese and onion crisps, should they be banned from the food trolley? Because once they open that bag on a hot train...
There are people who would say that, or they would say, you know, we've got some fine fast food establishments in Houston Station, for example. They may not want to have the, you know, beautiful waft of fried chicken coming through the train as well. There's other things, and, you know, we each have our own foibles. Even those of us who work in Air and Air, for me, It's the nail clippers.
It's the nail clippers. It's, people cut their nails on the train.
Yeah, it's you know, and next thing you've got these weapons firing across at you.
Oh my God!
Parts of people's fingernails or whatever. So that's the one. If I had the option, I'd certainly ask the people. Well, I don't think it's worthy of a sticker on the side of the train to warn you against. But I mean, it is that kind of, you know. It's not antisocial behaviour, obviously. It's just somebody getting on. But they are the kind of small things that people have foibles about.
Because it's seats and not for feet. Mm. I got it right.
Yes.
So it would be toenails and not for filing on trains or something.
Something like that, yes, yeah. Nails are not for rails.
My God, nails are not for rails. Good turn of phrase. That's Barry Kenny there from Irish Rail talking about people using nail clippers on the train. Now, I have to say, we were trying to go in the direction of nicer things that you would see. And I was telling you, once I saw a man and he was very carefully folding some, working very assiduously with his hands.
Folding something.
Yeah, and then as he was getting off, he left these little things he'd been folding on the seats. Mm. So I had to get up and pick one up.
And find out
and
what
it
they
was
were.
A tiny little bit of origami, a little tiny swan he had folded.
Tiny.
And it was so delicate,
very cute,
and intricate. I kept that for years. Yeah. I had that until it was thrown up by.
Because I'm glad you did, because someone could have just come along and sat on it and just thought it was litter.
Exactly. So that was a great one, the origami. Kind of stuff. A listener has said, the guy across me took off his shoes once and went for a walk up and down the train. I was a bit
It's a
disturbed.
Bit unusual. It's a bit strange, but
it is a bit.
I'm okay with that. I'm totally fine with that. I mean, another example, I know this is going down the antisocial route. A young man decided to take a wee-wee.
When you say young man, a very young man, like
about
20
years of age.
20 years, you would have thought they'd mastered it by then, wouldn't you?
And kind of trickled past me.
My God.
Not very nice.
Right. Now, if you have suggestions for nicer things that you've seen, or entertaining things, or things you've overheard.
And this is it. People here overhear stuff, so much stuff on board the train. I got to meet Kevin from Chapel Lizard. He's an Everton supporter.
God, love him.
I was at a football match in Sligo. I'm an Everton fan. And I travelled to Sligo via train. And on the way back, I noticed that people were drinking what looked like water. But in actual fact, it was vodka in ordinary water bottles. Wow. So they were inebriated.
Just straight vodka.
They were quite drunk on the train. Now, there was no rowing or hassle. And then I saw instances where the crew on the train actually took away alcohol from certain people. And these people were clever enough to put their
vodka
in a water bottle.
And you couldn't tell.
You couldn't tell. And that's the weirdest thing I've seen of late.
And were you, attracted to them because they were also Everton fans?
Well, I suppose I was. I suppose I would have had a different view if they weren't Everton fans. But they weren't rowdy. And that's why I'm an Everton fan. They're very polite, very good fans, probably the best fans in the UK.
And is that because they're used to not winning?
Used to not winning means that, you have fans who are genuine fans who leave the club and are no longer fans when they lose, but the Everton fans are very loyal.
And they stay with it?
Yes, yes.
Henry, I can't believe you asked him.
I know.
Are you used to not winning?
I know. You could hear it in my voice going, why am I asking this question?
As if he hasn't enough to contend with. How you could just casually throw that at him.
No.
Honestly, Henry.
I understand, if you're a football supporter, a soccer supporter, you support your team, through thick and thin. I know my son is trying to...
They get a lot of thin and thin.
And you can't swap. My son is trying to swap his support.
No, it's like a tattoo.
You can't do that.
It's for life.
Yeah,
that's it. Yeah, they've had a very, very rough weekend. We're trying to look for stories from wherever, whatever, long train journeys, bus journeys, whatever, just public transport. The ticket guy came down and I accidentally handed him a ticket out of my pocket from the Stansted Express as I'd been in London the week before. He looked at me and goes, Stansted. He thought about it for a few seconds and then said, where did you get on the train? Good. Yes. 5-3-1-0-6, please, for them. I was on the... I hope this doesn't go in the direction where it seems to be going. I was on the 69, ironically, and there was a young couple down the back getting very handsy. It got so awkward that I wouldn't even dare approach them. When it was their stop, the zips went up, the trousers went up, and off they hopped.
They had their trousers down.
I'd say most of us lads were jealous.
Wow.
My word.
I mean, I know a little bit of heavy petting's okay, but that sounded like proper passion on the 69.
Yeah, that sounds like it. Yes.
They were going somewhere.
There's a lot going on there, all right. Yes, indeed. You met up with an Australian couple.
Yeah, so this is it. We ended up talking about etiquette and the whole, you know, should you give up your seats for someone who's, you know, elderly?
Yeah.
And I admit, I do try, even on the Lewis, not that like the Lewis has special standards where you don't get up for someone. I'd always look around at who needs a seat. I would try. But if you're in your own zone and you're perhaps, you know, with the headphones on or just totally out of it, perhaps just half asleep or something, you might not notice.
Wow.
But I do think we should all try a little bit harder. And the new generation, you know, in Ireland anyway, we're not that good at it. But I did get to meet an Australian couple and they experienced out in Australia something different.
You've just arrived into Ireland from Canberra in Australia. Do you take public transport over there?
We tend not to. Because where we live is mainly cars, unfortunately.
So it's really the car is still king.
The car is still king. But so in other places, when we're in Melbourne, we take the trams and the trains.
And how do you find the behaviour of the other passengers on board those trams in Melbourne?
Well, I find them very good, especially the young students who give up seats to me because
they
I've got grey hair.
They do
I'm
give
very
up their seat
impressed.
For you.
They do. It's wonderful.
And that's the thing, giving up your seats. Are we losing that?
Well, I don't think so. I mean, I used to when I was a young person, but now I say, oh, no, I don't need it. But I think, no, they're kind enough to give up their seat. I'll take it. Thank you.
So very manly.
Yeah.
And how do you find young people? Would they give up their seat for you?
No, not normally.
You're
but,
a tall, strong man.
But I turn around and say, I don't need it.
I hate smelly sandwiches.
And where are you from?
Newry.
So up in Newry, you know, you got the train down to Dublin today, am I right in saying that?
Yeah, got the train from Dundalk down to Dublin, yeah.
So from Dundalk.
Yeah.
And when someone opens a bag of crisps on board and it's quite warm and sticky and everyone has to smell the crisps or the pickled onion sandwich, does that...
Yeah, it turns me, turns me.
You don't like it?
No, I don't like it at all. I like an onion sandwiches,
sandwiches.
Brutal.
Smelly.
Oh, really bad.
Right, he really was very offended there by the crisp sandwich, wasn't he? A Newry man there doesn't like this. Cheese and onion is particularly the one, is it?
Yeah, and I think cheese and onion sandwich, not cheese and onion sandwiches, you can get them, I think, in Marks and Spencer's, but actual cheese and onion crisps are just so overpowering. As soon as that bag opens,
you just want
small, well, that, but you're in a small shell of a train, and it just, the smell just goes everywhere,
it
can be quite sickly.
But there's no real avoiding it, though, is there? You kind of, sometimes you have a busy day, you only really have a few minutes to grab something. Tweet.
And you could be like squashed, you know, during rush hour. Everyone's squashed against each other. And I know in Japan, the men kind of push you on further. And
really?
They do it in quite a polite way. And I think all of us need to try a little bit harder to be more sociable, not crack open.
Fair enough.
A packet of crisps.
Yeah, if it's smelly. I do think people still give up their seats, though. I don't think that's fallen away.
I think not as much as they used to.
I think
we live in a world where selfishness is slowly taking over and everyone's just thinking about me, me, me.
I hope you're wrong, Henry.
You know, on their Instagram, you know, out loud, you know, scrolling.
That offends you, does it?
I do find it quite annoying because I can't see what they're watching. If they included me and said, you can come and watch too.
Join us, Henry. That would work too.
But the fact that it's just like, rah, 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 and then nothing. And then, and you're like, what are they watching? I mean, that sounded quite interesting.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
So a few more texts. If you have stories, pick nicer ones. Now, I know it's often the not nice ones that you remember. Like a listener says, people who change their babies' dirty nappies on trains and buses should be ashamed of themselves.
Well,
do you do?
Well, I mean...
The child's uncomfortable.
That is a difficult one. And, you know, The child is uncomfortable, and if they do it politely and in the corner, you know, and the smell of nappies is not a very nice smell, but what can you do, as you said?
Yeah, life function. When I lived in London in the 80s, a friend of mine, when travelling on the tube, used to pick out some girl and give them a flirty stare. And as you know, everyone avoids eye contact on public transport. This guy would then stare them out, and if they looked back, he would give them a smile. And generally, they smile back. If not, he would just try someone else. Would that not get you arrested in most countries?
Well, it's a difficult one. I mean, we've had the Me Too movement when it comes to flirting and you know, smiling. And it must work. You know, maybe he does meet someone, or she might meet someone on a train. Maybe there was a little bit of friction between them.
Yeah, I think that's the 80s. I really do think that that's gone now. That was just a memory of the 80s there. I think
you don't think that would happen? You're not going to find love on a train?
I think you'd be in trouble there straight away. But the social media thing playing out loud on public transport, that's an issue, isn't it?
It definitely gets on my nerves. It's really annoying. Here is Damien Usher.
I've seen people use their phones, use YouTube. You know the way you can go onto YouTube and look at the shorts, and if you tag them on full volume.
And how does that make you feel?
It's very annoying. It's very frustrating. Because you want a bit of silence, what I mean? Like, you have to respect other people's privacy, like, what I mean? And respect that, like, we're all travelling on the same, like, whether it's a bus, whether it's a train, whether it's a Lewis. Like, we all respect...
We should all show respect.
Show respect to each other, what I mean? And it's, in my eyes, it's very disrespectful
to behave like that.
I've asked people to lower it down, like, because, like, they actually would be on full blast, like... Just to put it down enough for them to hear it, and that's
actually gone over
me.
And they said, "Excuse me."
I've actually approached them. Mind your own business, basically. You know what I mean? And turned against me, like, so got a bit violent. You know what I mean?
Like, a little bit violent.
Got a bit violent, so I just walked away. Not to, like, to put petrol on the fire, kind of. Just walked away and left it. You know what I mean?
And
like,
did they try and hit you or something?
No, it was just the violence, verbal abuse, kind of.
So effing and blinding.
Effing and blinding, yeah. You know what I mean? So it's not nice. What I mean? See the way the Lewis have their security and
the security.
The train have their security. The buses don't have security. What I mean? So when you're on the bus, like, there's nothing you can do. Like, the bus driver's the only person you can go to, and he has so much going on that he can't deal with 10 things at one time. So I feel my brother-in-law is a bus driver. He drives 46 hours. Like, what I mean?
So he's busy on that 46
hours. He's busy on that 46 hours all the time. Like, you know what I mean? And he tells me all about it. Like,
and what happens to him?
There's trouble all the time, he says.
What sort of trouble?
Like, trouble with people using their phones, like when the bus is packed. You know, with school kids going to school and all. It's usually the school kids that are the worst, like.
Very good. He's got his views. There are a few texts coming in, 53106. I offered a lady my seat on a crowded bus a few years ago and she ate me for implying she was old. I was mortified, slunk back down to my seat, stared out the window. Another listener says, to combat kids playing loud music on transport, just sit there and read your newspaper out loud. That'll learn them.
That will just, like, literally just start reading an old-fashioned newspaper. Oh,
yes.
I love it.
The top of your voice.
Now, that is a real Generation X way of dealing with the situation. Love it. I must try that one.
That'd be good. I thought of another one. It used to happen coming in the early morning when he used to come in very early. There was a few people would get on, do their full makeup.
They would do their makeup on the public transport, whatever it might have been.
There was one girl and she would be doing it when I'd get on around Dunleary and she'd still be doing it when I'd get off in Pierce.
Was she flirting with you?
I don't think so. She was, to be like stripping back her face and then slowly building
up
different layers. I was fascinated.
And what time of the day was this at?
This was 7 a.m.
So she must have been running late.
On the way to work
somewhere.
I'll
do the makeup on the train, no one will mind. Yeah.
It was a 25 minute job.
And was it a busy train?
Yes, very busy train.
Everyone could see her doing
this. Yeah, everyone was just watching.
Jeez.
It was something to watch.
And did she have, like, her mirrors
loads
out
of stuff,
and stuff?
Yeah, mirrors and
the whole
equipment.
Gear.
Yeah, the whole nine yards.
Oh, my goodness me.
The whole nine yards.
Some people.
All right. Vaping.
Yeah, vaping is an issue. I don't like vaping. Is it okay to say that?
Absolutely.
I'm not supposed to have an opinion. I'm supposed to be completely neutral on everything. But I hate the kind of raspberry flavours on public transport or lemon or whatever that might be.
Yeah.
And it just gets everywhere. And we've all got to smoke it. I mean, and I know vaping is much better than someone perhaps, you know, smoking a big spliff on the train or the Lewis. But yeah, vaping is something. I don't like it. Here is a man who agrees with me. He doesn't like it either.
An awful lot of kids smoking out vape,
so
a huge
vapes.
Amount of vapes.
On the train?
Yeah, on the train, yeah. Going to Holt specially.
And you're not a fan of that?
Absolutely not. Breeding it for the older folks.
You take the train every day. What do you come across?
Well, you know, I'd say most people are fairly respectful. Where things are difficult are, especially in the evenings, sometimes you see some pretty antisocial behavior.
What sort of stuff? Kissing?
Now, kissing, not so much. And who said that? That may not be antisocial, but it'd just be sort of loud, obnoxious shouting back and forth. I've seen a few arguments. Probably the worst and most annoying thing is just people that pick up their phone and they're shouting into their phones.
Having a loudspeaker conversation.
Yeah, or playing loud, you know, watching videos. Yeah, really loud, and it's like, what's the point of that?
And what were they fighting over?
I don't know, parent couples, like, you know, coming off. Clearly, they're drunk or they're on.
And they're having an argument.
Yeah, and they're having an argument on the train. So I've seen that so multiple not nice. Times. Yeah,
drink taken.
Yeah, but I've never seen any aggressive behavior, like people, you know, beating people up or. I'd say for the most part, it's. I mean, the biggest problems with the train is it's just too crowded these days during peak hours, and then I mean, hopefully the new DART system will fix that. But
in Ireland, I found too much and on laptops. Should be coordinating more with one another.
They're so they should be talking
they're
to each other on the train, on the tram.
Support and all. They're on the phones too much, laptops too much, it's too much Wi-Fi, everything.
Too much should going be, on.
Yeah, too much, way too much.
Most complaints about the normal kind of stuff, talking too loud and being on your phone and stuff. But realistically, we weren't really looking for complaints. We were looking for somebody who overheard maybe one half of a really gripping conversation, like something like that. You know,
yeah, we wanted some seriously hot gossip about
stops
a relationship.
In your tracks, yeah, you know, yeah. Like, God, did I really just hear that?
Yeah.
A listener says, I always do my makeup on the train. It saves me so much time.
Yeah, we shouldn't judge. You know,
I'm not
everyone.
Judging, no,
I just, was, but I shouldn't have been.
No, I was very impressed. Mm. I mean, it was like a masterclass in makeup. I couldn't get over. Mm. The amount of work that is involved.
And on that, and what you said about people sharing such personal information, and you can build up what's going on. Are they about to break up? Yeah. Are they about to perhaps divorce? Anything.
People give us a few juicy ones, please, to 5306. I was in a silent carriage on a train in Holland when a guy got very upset about a baby crying in the carriage. He was mumbling and moaning, pacing up and down, and it wasn't the baby or the mother's fault. I felt like getting up and giving him a dig, but then I'd probably have been... in trouble, so I took care of the option and said nothing. We normally say nothing on it.
We do,
it's like
don't we?
Silent carriages.
Yeah, we've got some here. Barry Kenny said there are on some routes here, and the idea is everyone needs to whisper and be really quiet.
Really?
Like a library, which I think sounds fantastic.
Yeah, I do.
Beautiful.
I like the sound of that as well. we keep them coming, 53106, but we're talking about origami, and Henry just did a little bit of origami for me.
Tried.
Just to bring me back. And he literally has folded a tiny little piece of paper, and it's just folded in half.
It's a bird.
The extent of his origami is it's just folded in half. He's trying to tell me it's a bird.
It's a bird.
It's not the way you would draw a seagull if you couldn't draw. It's brilliant, Henry.
They're the wings.
Yes, fantastic. Thank you. Don't give up the day job, Henry.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.